Let me try and clarify some of this for you. Best Company supermarkets are not interested in selling wholesome foods. They are not worried about the nation's health. What is concerning them is that the nation appears to be getting worried about its health. And that is what's worrying Bestco. Because Bestco wants to go on selling them what it always has, i.e. the white breads, baked beans, canned foods, and that suppurating, fat-squirting little heart attack traditionally known as the British sausage. So, how can we help them with that? Clearly, we are looking for a label. We need a label brimming with health. And everything from a nosh pot to a white sliced will wear one with pride. And although I'm aware of the difficulties I've come to terms with this, it must be appreciated from the beginning that even the nosh pot must be low in something. And if it isn't, it must be high in something else. And that is its health-giving ingredient we will sell. Which brings me to my final question. Who are we trying to sell this to? Answer, we are trying to sell this to the archetypal average housewife, she who fills her basket. What you have here is a 22-year-old pretty girl. What you need is a taut slob, something on foot deodorizers in a brassiere.
I'm not quite sure we can go along with that, Mr. Bagley. I mean, if you look at, like, the market research...
I don't need to look at the market research. I've lived with 13.5 million housewives for 15 years, and I know everything about them. She's 37 years old. She has 2.3 children, 1.6 of which will be girls. She uses 16 feet, 6 inches of toilet tissue a week, and fucks no more than 4.2 times a month. She has 7 radiators and is worried about her weight, which is why we have her on a diet. And because we have her on a diet, we also encourage her to reward herself with the little treats. And she deserves them. Because anyone existing on 1,200 calories of artificial synthetic orange-flavored waffle a day deserves a little treat. We know it's naughty, but you do deserve it. Go on, darling, swallow a bum. And she does. And the instant she does, the guilt cuts in. So here we are again with our diet. It's a vicious but quite wonderful circle, and it adheres to only one rule. Whatever it is, sell it. And if you want to stay in advertising, by God, you'd better learn that.